Good morning. We're continuing Chayyad Mehilchos Shabbos. We're learning a klal on the Beis Hamid Gimel, the Malachas of Mafshit and Ma'abed, which includes Malicha, and that we're starting the Chayyad Simen Vav. Avagav the Ein Ibud Ba'Eichlim Lischay Balab. So we pointed out that there's the concept we hold Ein Ibud Ba'Eichlim. We paskin there's the Malach of Ma'abed. It's not applied to food. The chayav lab to make an issue of the rice or a person is chayav, that is true, but mikomakam asur rabbanon filo kalmidi the domer libud, but mi rabbanon chazal asur, even in food, actions which approximate the process of some type of ibud, a pickling or salt or brining of the food, which would be similar to ibud, that it's making some change in the food. Chayin also lasus mi melach harbe litin lesoch hakvoshim. So the first example of this is making a large amount of salt water. So there are the process of making a large amount of salt water that is a brine which is used for pickling purposes. Pickling is a form of preserving something which is in that sense similar to using salt, the saltiness of the brine to maintain something and keep it over a period of time. In that sense, it approximates the process of ibud. So Chazal answered, making the brine solution itself, even if you do not use it at all on Shabbos, just making this liquid is going to be problematic. Now there are two ways Chazal answered it. They answered making a very strong salt solution, which is 2/3 salt and 1/3 water. That is not normally used for anything other than a pickling process, so it's also to do that. And the second thing they also did, even if it's a weaker solution, if it's a large amount, again, that looks like the process you're approximating, getting ready to make, use it for brining purposes. So the Chayyadim says, the second example, May Melech Harbe, you're making the large amount of salt water which you plan to use for pickling. They would salt butter that in order that it shouldn't spoil. So they would do it by making this liquid salt solution, which they would add to the butter as they're processing it, and that would be the way for the salt to. As opposed to just pouring salt on, they make this type of a solution, mix it in with before you churn the butter and it's still liquid, and then they churn the butter. This would spread evenly throughout the mixture and salt the butter and preserve it. So making that type of salt solution is going to be problematic. As a person is allowed to make a small amount of salt water, and he says the definition of that means the amount that the person would be using in one suda. So even from one suda to the next, that's considered like making it. It looks like you're trying to do it's preparing for a preservation process. It's not for immediate use, so they weren't matter it. So this is the first step. What we're answering under the umbrella of Ibud Ba'ichlin is creating a potential Ibud solution for Ba'ichlin. So they answered that as well. They will see that they answered salting different foods, but even this is going to be also. So for example, a person is, the Seder is Friday night, and they haven't made salt water for the Seder, so they're dissolving salt in water to use for the purpose of dipping for the karpas. So they cannot make a strong, very strong solution of salt ratio of 2/3 salt, 1/3 water. But even if they're making a weaker solution, they can make the amount that they need to use, and they shouldn't make a large amount. Person says, well, I'm at it, I might as well make enough for both stardom. Now, the reality is you use a very small amount, so that the concept sounds a bit foreign, but the person is my Rebbe, he's allocating X amount per Seder. A person cannot do that. A person can make the amount that he feels he needs for the Seder. Preferably, a person should make the salt water beforehand and not have to worry about this consideration. So that's an example of where this halacha comes up. A extension of this is sometimes vinegar is used for the purpose of brining something. You pickle in vinegar. You make pickles in vinegar. So if a person has some vinegar and they want to increase the amount of vinegar that they have, they add water to it, and it sits with it a while, and the water acquires the properties of the vinegar. So adding water into the vinegar to be able to have a larger solution is also going to be usher based on the umbrella of this concept of making me melech harbe. So making chaimetz, adding water to chaimetz is vinegar, to increase the amount of vinegar, is also going to be problematic. And this is pointed out in the Pesukim Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry, I'm correcting myself, but he's referring to adding other liquid other than water into salt. The issur of making chametz is a separate idea, but Mishnah Berurah brings down, but it's not referenced over here. Okay, have a good day.